Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of the U, Amazon FBA University. Today, we are going to talk about really how to get a shipping quote fast, how to know if you're getting ripped off on a shipping quote, basically what to look for, what these terms mean, and really how to finalize your margin estimate, because a lot of times the shipping quote, just because you don't necessarily know where the address is, how much the exact shipment weighs and all that kind of thing, how to get that estimate and how to really finalize that calculation before it's too late and before you order and find out, oh shit, shipping is way higher than I thought. So, right, we'll start with you. Let's talk about on an early, like, first shipment of a product. Because once you ship a product a bunch of times, you pretty much, within a, you know, small standard deviation, know the range. But how are you estimating shipping quote, and kind of what steps do you take?
So when it comes to getting shipping quotes, I like to get a variety of quotes. So I've got a few freight forwarders. Well, we've got some freight forwarders we use exclusively within the Accelerate 2.0 program inside the FBA University umbrella. But I like to get at least two quotes from freight forwarders and then at least a single quote from my supplier. 9 times out of 10, your supplier is going to be more expensive. So you probably do want to go with a freight forwarder, because from a supplier's point of view, all they're going to do is reach out to a freight forwarder and then add, you know, a supplier premium onto that, and then pass those costs on to you. So always get three quotes, two minimum, but try and get three if you can. But really, you know, getting shipping quotes isn't rocket science. There's a couple of things you're going to need if you're going out to a freight forwarder. They're going to need to know basically the dimensions of your carton. So the cartons are basically the big boxes that your individual units go into. So they're going to need to know the dimensions of the cartons, length, width, height. They're going to need to know the weight of the carton. They're going to need to know how many units are in each carton, and they're going to need to know how many cartons you're shipping. And then they're going to need to know where these are going. So this is always the tricky part, right? Because you won't be able to find out what your fulfillment center that you're actually sending the products to Amazon is going to be until you actually create the shipping plan. And you can't create the shipping plan until you've created the dummy listing to get the FN SKUs and to load them into the shipping plan on Amazon. So what I always like to do to get a conservative approach when it comes to shipping is, I take a fulfillment center that I know quite well, which is MDW2. It's a fulfillment center right bang in the Midwest of America, and it's in a place called Illinois. And basically, I always get my quotes to there. The reason being is because the Midwest is pretty conservative. You know, chances are, you know, if you play your cards right and you use this, our little West Coast trick, which is basically where you put the ship from address as a West Coast address, namely California, you're going to increase your likelihood of getting a West Coast fulfillment center, which is going to massively decrease your shipping costs. If you think about it, when goods come from China to the US, they go to the Long Beach port, which is in California. So if you do get a West Coast fulfillment center, that then means that your freight has less space to travel and it has to cover less distance, which basically means a cheaper shipping cost for you. So we do that. But look, you're not always going to get a West Coast fulfillment center, right? So what I like to do is use MDW2. That gives you a conservative shipping quote. Generally, when you get your actual shipping quote, it's going to be less than that. But that's my go-to when it comes to freight forwarders. That's the address I'll give them. And then from there, I have a ballpark figure I can work with. I can use that to look at my profitability and then check my margins from there. So that's generally what I do. However, once you have created your listing and you have, you know, the fulfillment centers thrown in to the shipping plan, you can then see, based on the fulfillment centers that Amazon's telling you to ship these goods to, you can see, you can get accurate quotes from your freight forwarder. So they've changed things around now. So they've got this inbound placement fee. So you either get an option of paying nothing and getting 5 fulfillment centers, paying a little bit and getting 3 fulfillment centers, or paying a bit more and getting just the 1 fulfillment center. So I urge everyone to play around with this new system. It's not always going to be the cheapest by paying and getting the 1 fulfillment center. Get a bunch of different quotes from your freight forwarder, and understand that there's different speeds of shipping as well that are going to impact how much basically you're going to spend on shipping. But once you have a rough quote, you should always be looking to get at least a 35% margin on your product. So if you get this quote back and, you know, your margins are way off, that probably means that you should pull the plug on that product and things just aren't working out. Unless you can get it for a lower price, always go with that MDW2 address, get that conservative ballpark figure, and then throw that into your calculations to make sure you can still make money with this product. a lot of people pay over the odds for shipping, and it actually massively impacts their profit margins. And then before they know it, they've got a product selling Amazon that just isn't making money because they didn't do their numbers properly. So make sure you check that. It's crucial. But yeah, don't stress too much about shipping quotes. It's a relatively easy process. And yeah, that's pretty much how you do it.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times, the more you ship products into Amazon, the more you ship, not even just Amazon, just overseas, the carton dimensions and your entire packing sheet is really what you need to know. So a lot of times you can, like, our freight forwarder will be a little cheaper than, let's say, most manufacturers' DDP shipping, but just getting shipping quotes to somewhere neutral in the U.S. so that you're not, you know, if you estimate based on San Diego and then you don't normally get a West Coast address, is going to be more expensive. In the same way around, if you estimate based on New Jersey, that's going to look a little more daunting than it actually is. So all you need to know is kind of the term, like what to ask for from your supplier, and then really just how to have a independent third party freight forwarder. Again, always use, we have a freight forwarding company. You can get free quotes by just shipping or just filling out the form. So there's no, you don't have to use them, but if you ever need a quote, they're really good about that. Just giving quotes back, not expecting everyone to end up using them. So whether it's our people, whether it's freight forwarding companies that you have or whatever, just get two independent quotes so you know you're not getting ripped off. And then really just know shipping's going to fluctuate. So if your second or third shipment, say, you know, months down the road, it's an extra 50 cents per unit, don't immediately jump to you're getting ripped off, right? Sometimes it fluctuates, like a lot of these markets, like commodities, like just anything global that's at the whim of foreign policy, all the shit that's way out of our hands, right? So just know shipping costs is really the only cost you're going to get hit with twice. So if something's expensive to ship from overseas to the U.S., if that's where you sell, it's also going to be more expensive on an FBA fee to get it to a customer. So that's, as always, why we say small and light. You know, keep it tight and you'll save a bunch of money and have more margin for marketing and really expenses that can actually add top line revenue. So don't be scared by shipping. Once you get it is something you need to be right. We see a lot of people get inaccurate shipping quotes just because they didn't have the right information. But once you do it two or three times, you'll know exactly what to do. Always third party check it. And other than that, get ready to go. It's amazing. You know, you don't have to touch, see, or hire your own companies to get all this done. So just be confident that it's done many, many hundreds or thousands of times a day.
Absolutely. And look, as I mentioned, you know, we get bulk discounts with our freight forwarder, thanks to the FBA University umbrella and thanks to the sheer volume that both Mike and I and all of our students ship every single month, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of product. So if you did want to take advantage of that discount, we have a link to a form that you can fill out and our freight forwarder will get in touch with you and find out, you know, give you a quote as to what your shipping costs would be. Fill out that form and they'll give you a quote. If you are listening to this podcast, you probably want to start your own private label business. And we are still the only education company that offers unlimited one-to-one calls. No one else is crazy enough to do this, but we do. So if you do want to find out more about what we can offer and how we can help you in your business, book a call with us. The link is in the description. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.